Hello, my name is Will Gomez, and I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area. This is a research study, not a sales call. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Sure.
Thank you so much. First question, how many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
None right now. My two daughters are grown up.
Okay. Any nephews, nieces, grandchildren?
Yeah. I have two nieces in 6 or 12 right now, and two that are, let's see, my niece probably start in kindergarten next year, and my nephew about 2 years after that.
Okay. How old are you? What is your age?
50.
50? Okay. Thank you. Next question. How would you describe your gender?
Other.
Thank you. How would you describe your race?
Wait, gender, I'm sorry, is male. Race is what I meant, other.
Okay, no problem. So your race, other, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm mixed on Heinz 57 variety.
Okay, no problem. What grades are your nephews and nieces currently in?
Let's see. I think Gracie's probably a freshman in high school. Maddie.
So that's like 12th grade?
Well, no. 6th or 7th grade, I'd say.
Okay, 7th. Okay.
Gracie, probably 9th grade.
9th? Okay. Thank you so much. Next question. Which of the following best describes the school where your children or nieces are enrolled this year? Is it a public school run by the school district? Is it a charter school? Is it a parochial school or a Catholic school? Is it a non-Catholic, private, or independent school? Is it homeschooling, or is it another format?
It's private school, but in a really good district.
Okay, thank you. Another question. You mentioned you had a niece in 7th grade. The following several questions will be about this child. First, you said that she's attending a private school, correct?
No, public school. But in
public
the district.
School. Oh, okay. Thank you. When it comes to your 7th grade child progress in reading, this school year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
For her, not at all concerned. She was
not
reading
at
college level before kindergarten.
Wow. Sharp kid. Okay, to the best of your knowledge. Okay, thank you. To the best of your knowledge, is your 7th grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group? You just answered that. Okay, thank you. Has your 7th grade child pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home? Yes or no?
Not really. She's never had to.
Okay. What information do you use to understand your 7th grade child's progress in reading and writing, such as grades, report cards, English language arts like MCAs, literacy screeners such as Early Bird, Dybell, STAR, information from my child's teacher, conversations with my child, parent-teacher conferences, or other?
I would say report cards, obviously.
Okay.
Test grades.
Okay. Thank you so much.
See what else.
That's enough. That's enough.
She speaks 3 languages. I speak 5.
Oh,
so
she speaks positive. 3 languages? Wow.
Yeah.
That's sharp. Okay, thank you. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback about my 7th grade child's reading progress this year from their school. Do you agree or disagree?
I don't know, because I'm not the parent, so
okay.
I have to ask.
Does your 7th grade child's school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading, such as access to an outside specialist, one-on-one instruction from the specialist, a specific diagnosis to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are, a small group instruction, resources to use at home to help practice reading, or something else?
No, she's never needed any of that.
Okay.
She did go to, what's that place? Kumon, K-U-M-O-N. It's like a tutoring place for math, if that's it.
Okay. Okay. Tutoring place, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Have you ever looked for help outside of the school to support your seventh grade child's reading progress? For example, hire a tutor, enrolled in extra reading classes outside of the school, got an outside assessment, etc. Yes or no?
Well, that's kind of what I do. Because
oh, that's what you do. Okay.
It's my niece, so if she's okay. having any trouble, my sister usually you can help
okay.
her.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the tools and methods teachers use in the classroom to help kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? Phonics, are you familiar with that?
Yeah, very.
Very, okay. What about reading recovery?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Very familiar?
Yes, very.
Thank you. What about sound it out?
Yep, very.
Okay.
Oh, did I mention I used to be a teacher?
I'm sorry?
Did I mention that I used to be a teacher?
No, you did not.
Yeah, I was a teacher
okay.
for like five years.
Okay, thank you so much for clarifying that. What about whole language?
Home language?
No, whole as W-H-O-L-L-E. Whole language?
Yeah, no, I'm not aware of a program like that.
Okay. What about guessing from context?
Yes.
Okay, very familiar with that?
Oh, yeah, I've taught her all about that.
Okay, what about sight word lists or flashcards?
Yeah, we've done flashcards.
Okay. What about three queuing or queuing?
No, I don't think I know what that is.
Okay, thank you. What about textbooks by Fuentes and Pennell?
Yes.
Very familiar or somewhat familiar?
Between the two.
Okay, thank you. Next, from what you know, what do you think research has shown is the best or most effective way to teach kids how to read? Phonics, which is sounding out words, cueing, which is guessing words from context and sentence structure, or a combination of both?
Both.
Okay, thank you. Research has found out that cueing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structure, does not effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. Knowing this, will you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of cueing in some schools?
I would say I'm pretty concerned about underperforming school doing that. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I've used it for years and I think it's, you know, very successful. Then again, I deal with smart kids. So.
Yeah. Okay. Understand. What about how much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests? A great deal?
Wow.
A fair amount? Just a little
yeah.
or nothing at all?
It's been a great deal. It's
a
been
great deal.
A lot.
Okay, so you mentioned you have heard or read about students falling behind on reading. What have you
uh-huh.
heard in a small sentence, in your own words?
Well, I've heard on the news, and I've met a lot of Boston area schools, kids are falling way behind in reading comprehension, especially the schools that we used to think were the really good schools, like Boston Latin.
Okay, thank you. Next question. As you may know, more than half of the students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by third grade.
Yeah.
Knowing this, will you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts?
Overall, very concerned.
Okay, thank you. To the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, that is curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read, or not?
To the best of my knowledge, yeah.
Yes, okay, thank you. Do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum materials that are proven to work in teaching students how to read, or not?
Absolutely, yeah.
Definitely, yes. Okay, thank you. Who do you think should be most responsible for ensuring students are reading at expected levels? School administrations, parents, school districts, schools, state education officials, teachers?
Teachers and parents, mostly.
Teachers and parents. Thank you so much. Just so you know, we're almost done now. Does your seventh grade child have dyslexia? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. Does your seventh grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP? Yes or no?
No, not at all.
No.
I have a developmentally disabled brother. He had one for many years when he was in school, but
okay.
No, my niece has never had one.
Okay. Does your seventh grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. To the best of your knowledge, does your seventh grade child identify as LGBTQIA+ or not?
Yes, she does.
She does? Okay, thank you.
I'm not exactly sure where, but she does, yeah.
Okay, thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
Regularly at home at my house?
Yeah.
English. Shut up, though. English, Spanish, French, Russian,
okay.
Italian,
okay.
A little bit of German.
Wow, thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate, to grab a JD MBA, so.
Okay, thank you so much. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25? 25 to less than 50, 50 to less than 75, 75 to less than 100, 100 to less than 150, 150 plus.
150 plus.
Okay, thank you so much. Finally, what is your five-digit zip code?
02019.
Thank you. Sometimes reporters like
to
contact.
Do you want the zip code here or at my niece's house?
No, your zip code.
02019, yeah.
Okay. Sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We will need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to the survey will never be used in any report without your permission. Will you be willing to be contacted by a reporter?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Would you like to participate in future research focus groups or surveys about Massachusetts and your community? Participants who take part in focus groups will receive $100 gift card. Yes or no?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Your first name is?
Russ, R-U-S-S.
Okay. Last name?
A-D-A-M-S.
Thank you. What's the best number to reach you? The same I'm calling?
Yep, this one.
Okay. What is the best email address to reach you?
jlk6578@gmail.com.
Thank you. I'm going to repeat that for you. jlk6578@gmail.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Do you prefer to be contacted by text message, email, or a call?
Text message is probably best or call.
Okay.
I don't check my email very often.
I'll put you down for text message. Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. You have a good one.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.